From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Russian aircraft have dropped bombs on rebels battling Islamic State in southern Syria, including those supported by the United States, a senior U.S. official said. In the past, the U.S. has been critical of the Russian presence in Syria and has repeatedly refused to work with Russian forces in the country, which the U.S. accuses of working with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to consolidate his power. The bombing Thursday is likely to test already strained relations between the U.S. and Russia and come just a day after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry warned Russia and Syria to respect a ceasefire treaty signed between the three nations earlier this year. In a related story, the U.S. State Department has confirmed the authenticity of an internal document signed by about 50 officials that criticizes the Obama administration's handling of the civil war in Syria and called for the use of targeted airstrikes against the Syrian government. The memo, obtained by the New York Times, asks the Obama administration to employ a judicious use of standoff and air weapons to directly engage the Syrian army and hasten an end to the civil war that has already taken the lives of nearly 500,000 people. The document emerged from internal correspondences within the State Department that allows employees and diplomats who disagree with administration of policy to voice their concerns without fear of retaliation. Despite a lull after hostilities earlier this week, tensions remain high across the militarized border between Ethiopia and Eritrea. On Thursday, Eritrea claimed it had killed more than 200 Ethiopian troops and wounded more than 300. There has been no independent confirmation of these figures. This is VOA. On Thursday, U.S. President Barack Obama met privately with the victims' families of Sunday morning's massacre at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, that left 49 dead and 53 wounded. Ramon Taylor reports that the president offered words of solace to the families and survivors, along with a renewed plea for action to prevent weapons from landing in the wrong hands.
After meeting privately with affected families, Obama took the occasion to acknowledge the attack at Pulse nightclub as not only an act of terrorism, but of hate against the LGBT community.
You can't break up the world into us and them and denigrate and express hatred towards groups because of the color of their skin or their faith or their sexual orientation.
Obama, who has repeatedly called for Congress to enact universal background checks and stricter gun control laws in the U.S., did not stray from his policy beliefs Thursday. The families he had hugged that day, he said, pleaded for greater action to prevent more carnage. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, Orlando, Florida.
The shooting death of a British member of parliament, 1 week before a vote on a hotly debated referendum on whether to quit the European Union, has stunned a country where gun attacks are rare and political violence is almost unheard of. Some witnesses say the alleged killer yelled "Britain first" as he shot, stabbed, and kicked Joe Cox, a junior Labour member of parliament. The 41-year-old mother of two and former aid worker was particularly known for her opposition to a British exit from the EU. Police say they've arrested one suspect and are still investigating. Government officials are cautious not to qualify the attack as being politically motivated. The United States has launched simultaneous strikes against Islamic State from the Mediterranean Sea and the Persian Gulf. It's the first time the U.S. military has bombed IS targets in Syria and Iraq from both bodies of water. Carla Babb reports.
The amphibious assault carrier USS Boxer launched its first counter-Islamic State strikes from its location in the Gulf Thursday. Navy Captain Keith Moore told VOA from the Boxer that the strikes were in concert with strikes from the aircraft carrier USS Harry S. Truman.
We demonstrated capability to launch at a time and a location of our choosing. We're on station for the next several days in position and ready to conduct strikes.
Two of the ship's Marine AV-8B Harrier jump jets took off from the Boxer's flight deck Thursday to launch strikes on Islamic State targets in northern Iraq. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
For more on this and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.